The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Down. Hey, Pat and Stu, 888-727 Beck. Oh, and the total eclipse of the sun over there.
Oh, it's funny. I thought it was a dwarf planet. Huh?
Just been downgraded to dwarf planet status. So that's pretty good. You know, he was a full-sized, and now he's just a dwarf planet. What are you going to do?
I mean, I don't like the way you say just a dwarf planet, but it's okay. Whatever.
You know, Jeffy, a lot of times we say things that are negative about you.
No.
What?
And
where's this coming from?
What?
Well, since when have we ever done that?
Well, I think a lot of people say, hey, you guys mention a lot of negative things about Jeffy. And what we tell them is those are the only things.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to mention a thing about Jeffy, it's going to be a negative thing. We're not picking and choosing only bad things about him. It's just those are the only things that are possible to mention, is I guess the way I would put it.
Yeah. All right. That's fair enough.
You know, Jeffy? Mm-hmm. I mean...
Jeffy? Your comments?
Got another great contribution into the program.
Yeah,
Jeffy.
As always.
Thank you, Jeffy. That was great.
As always.
Jeffy, by the way, you've got the fancy sunglasses for the eclipse today. It's going to happen during this hour,
right? Rock and roll.
If you're watching live, this is going to happen during this hour, the eclipse. And we have, of course, set up a really cool segment today, which is Jeffy is going to go out without glasses and test the news. Because the news
is directly into it.
Do you know fake news? Fake news is a thing, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of the people in the news are telling you you can't open your eyes as wide as you can and stare into the sun for 20 minutes. A lot of people, they're saying that. Is it true?
Well,
I don't know.
Not for a dwarf planet. A dwarf planet could easily do that. Am I right? So, if you're not a dwarf planet, don't try that at home. Please, don't try that, kids.
And I will say this to our control room. Today we need to do a taste test of Coke Zero and Coke Zero Sugar. That's not on the list today because, we didn't know we had it. But that is 100% needs to be inserted into the
lineup. I have some in the refrigerator as we speak.
Ooh, oh, that's exciting.
Chilling.
Mm. All right. And what I'm excited about is because we didn't spend nearly enough time with this guy on radio. But the white supremacist that we talked about last week, and he said, first of all, he said that the killing of the woman was justified by the neo-Nazi in the car that ran over her. He claimed that the video clearly shows that he was attacked first and he was just trying to get away from mean people. And they were too stupid to get out of the way. Oh.
Unreal.
Oh, okay. All right. And he was the same guy that said we need a president who's more racist than Trump. And he certainly wouldn't give his beautiful daughter to a Jew bastard like Jared Kushner.
That was his point.
Pretty amazing stuff.
They're very concerned, if you did not follow this, about the Jews replacing them.
The Jews will not replace us. Mm-hmm. The Jews will not replace us. And if you can chant it, you know it can't happen. It can't happen.
That's true.
So anyway, he was in somewhat of a different frame of mind when he did this little video.
I contacted the local police. I called the Charlottesville Police Department, and I asked them, I said, I've been told that there's a warrant out for my arrest.
Oh, gosh.
They said that they wouldn't confirm it, but that I could find this out if I, excuse me, that I could find this out if I wanted to go to a local magistrate or something like that. But with everything that's happening, I don't think it's wise for me to be, you know, going anywhere. There's a state of emergency. The National Guard is here. You know, so I don't think it's a good idea for me to go there, frankly. And I don't know what to do. I emailed Stephen Tenney of the Keene Police Department.
He doesn't know what to do.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay, man. We're here.
Oh, my gosh.
We're here. Don't worry about it.
Stephen Tenney of the Keene Police Department. Mm-hmm. He's one of the cops who came there. He's one of the cops who saved my ass when I had to pull my gun in Keene. And I emailed him and I said, I don't know what to do. I need guidance.
Yeah.
I want to be peaceful. I want to be law abiding. Okay?
Sure, you do.
The whole entire point of this.
Sure. Of course he wants to be peaceful. Of course he wants to be law-abiding. Naturally. I think the only thing he wants to do is get rid of Jews and black people.
That's it.
That's all he wants to do.
He wants to do it peacefully or violently.
Or violently,
but,
whatever it takes.
But the right
stupid
way.
Stupid people who won't get out of the way of bullets and things. What are you supposed to do? We're trying to get rid of these people who don't belong here in the right way. There are
so
people
sad.
Who won't let us.
So sad.
I don't know what to do. Where are the men? They've all been killed by fluoride. Stolen by the pedophile government at the airport. Man, you can't help but feel for that Nazi, can you? You can't help but feel for him.
No, you can't.
It's just, it's so tragic that he doesn't know what to do, and the Charlotte police might have an arrest warrant for him.
You really brought the emotion there, Pat. You brought me into his world there for a moment, and I felt it.
Did you?
To be frank, it was.
Well, he wants to do the right thing, the right Nazi
just
things.
Just trying to do
good
right.
Nazi stuff, not the bad Nazi stuff. Just the good Nazi stuff.
He wants to do Nazism the right way.
Right.
And
right.
You know who's to stop him, other than you know our Constitution.
Yeah. Other than any right-thinking people.
Or any right-thinking people. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he's not... He wants to... He's trying. And that's really sad. You hate to see someone get upset. And, by the way, this is the same guy. He probably had the same reaction when he got booted from OkCupid later on.
Oh, that's right.
For sure.
He lost his profile on OkCupid.
Oh.
White supremacists would love to, Pat.
Well, he's got emotions. He's emotional. He's showing us how much he cares and can possibly love.
Yeah, you're telling me he's not a catch? First of all, guy's in shape. Okay, good, pretty good shape. He's pretty articulate as a speaker.
Secondly, he certainly won't have dandruff. He has no hair.
He has no hair. That's a great point, Pat. A great way to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
He can't have dandruff because he has no hair. By the way, this is interesting. We should try to maybe bring this back later this week. There's a clip from a Colbert, his stupid show on Comedy Central several years ago, in which this guy was featured as a man going around trying to stop people from giving, cops from giving parking tickets. And I will say, the man's done a good job. He's lost some pounds. He was I would say, a fat guy before. And
oh, he was?
Now he's kind of, you know, he looks all right.
He was a fat Nazi
this
before?
Guy?
He was a little, I don't think he was a Nazi back at this time.
Oh.
Per se.
Really?
Or at least they didn't talk about him being a Nazi in this piece that I saw. But he was, and I don't know, Jeffy, would you consider this guy to be athletically overweight if he added some pounds?
You know, it's possible. I didn't realize that the Nazi regime was such a good weight loss program, but I mean.
Well, they always say if you're on your diet, you're going to do pretty well.
That's true. That's an excellent point, Stu. That's an excellent point.
Yeah.
Or maybe not.
Maybe not.
Because the other side of that would be maybe it's not a great point.
No, it is. Mm-hmm. Oh,
but, okay.
I also loved the truth that came from Antifa over the weekend, who tweeted out that I don't know if somebody called them nice people or whatever, but they really took offense to it, and they wanted to make sure that everybody knew, hey, we don't love this country. What do you, don't start calling us patriots. What are you talking about?
Well, the
whoa,
media
whoa,
has done
whoa!
Media has done everything they can to defend them. They're just I mean, like. The only piece of evidence that they keep citing is, well, these people are fighting against these fascists. Their name, Antifa, stands for anti-fascist. Yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
okay, just so you know, that does not mean a freaking thing that they name themselves something that works for the media. Every organization names themselves that looks for something that looks good to the, you know what the white, you know what the alt-right white supremacist think tank is called? The National Policy Institute. It has nothing. They're not saying hey, the super duper racist institute. No, it's the National Policy Institute, because you know national policies. That's what we do here at our institute. Nobody names their organization the "we dress up in ski masks and beat the crap out of people for no reason" group. Nobody does that.
Yeah, they tweeted out, "Let's get one thing clear." I mean, they really want people to understand they don't like this country. What are you talking about? Let's get one thing clear. Antifa is an anarcho-communist cause. So they're anarchists and communists, which is kind of strange because anarchy is no government. Communism is like all government. So I don't know how you mix the two opposites there, but somehow they've managed. Those on the left who call us patriots, step the F away, they tweeted. And then they tweeted this.
Yeah, and there's some disagreement whether this is legitimately their account. However, many sources have is.
No room for capitalists, conservatives, libertarians, classical liberals, or supporters of the U.S. Constitution in our city.
So, I mean, if that's true, obviously, again,
we've seen actually from them.
What usually happens, and this happens with Black Lives Matter as well. People are like, oh, I agree with Black Lives Matter. I mean, of course I do. I don't want police officers murdering the trillions mm-hmm. of black people they do on a daily basis. Well, number one, they're not doing that. Number two, that's not what Black Lives Matter wants. We've read the manifesto. It's essentially instituting communism in the United States.
Yeah.
At least that's what they... Now, obviously, there are millions of people who have never read that say they support Black Lives Matter. That doesn't change what the organization itself is after, which is something completely different. It does mean that there are a lot of people involved in the organization that are not crazy people, but, you know, on the other side of it is important to point out that their goals, as stated by them, are getting rid of communism, capitalism, getting rid of essentially the United States as we know it.
And there's a Dartmouth professor defending them, right?
Yeah, this is, I can't remember which channel it's on, MSNBC maybe, talking about Antifa, and because they really need a defense. The only thing they've had so far, Pat, defending them, is everybody in the media. With the exception of Jake Tapper, who's the only person outside of the conservative side of things that I've seen even mention the fact that Antifa could possibly be guilty of anything. You know, he has at least called them out. And, you know, they were charged. There were people arrested from Antifa. This is not nothing. The only issue, the difference here is that, you know, the white supremacists wound up killing somebody. And they that is a big difference here in this particular instance. But the last few have been Antifa really, doing the worst of the damage. Here is the Dartmouth professor.
I would contest the notion that I'm that small of a minority. I think that a lot of people recognize that when pushed, self-defense is a legitimate response to white supremacist and neo-Nazi violence. And, you know, we've tried ignoring neo-Nazis in the past. We've seen how that turned out in the 20s and 30s. And the lesson of history is you need to take it with the utmost seriousness before it's too late. We've seen the millions of deaths that have come from not taking it seriously enough. And we can see that really the way that white supremacy grows, the way that neo-Nazism grows is by becoming
millions of deaths in America.
Becoming everyday, family friendly, wear khakis instead of hoods. And the way to stop that is what people did in Boston, what people did in Charlottesville. Pull the emergency brake and say, you can't make this normal.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, we all agree you can't make it normal. The question is, do you do that with violence? And illegal activity, by the way. Violence is, you're not supposed to be doing that to other people who are protesting. You want to have the police enforce law? I'm fine with that. If they start breaking laws, if they attack somebody, they should be. Then you can use force against them. You can even use it yourself if you were attacked first. I mean, if someone beats you, you know, starts throwing things at you. But when we're talking about police, we're hit with bottles of urine at this. The police, what does that have to do with anti-fascists? That's not about white supremacists. That's about, again, they think the police are the bad guys. You know, and, this is what they've been doing. And because the other side of Charlottesville was so distasteful, the media took the side of Antifa. and said, well, I mean, look, they're just sitting there against the fascists. Well, you can't compare these two groups. Yeah, you can. You can compare the two groups. In Charlottesville specifically, the white supremacists were the more guilty party, largely because they had one guy attack an entire group of people and kill somebody. So, I mean, and there's no doubt there they were at fault more. But again, this group has been showing up all around the country and wreaking havoc. I mean, this is not a new thing.
Yeah. I don't understand the defense of these extreme left-wing groups like this. Black Panthers, they don't care about them.
No.
Antifa, they don't care about them. Occupy Wall Street, they didn't care about them. And they can do whatever they want on that side, and they get no criticism from the left at all. None. It's just like they're special little angels, and anybody who says anything supporting Trump is a vicious, hateful killer. Not much you can do with that as far as mainstream media is concerned. You know, it's easy to get caught up in all this stuff in our news cycles and just forget sometimes that, you know, the principles our nation was founded upon still apply today, like self-reliance.
Yeah, I mean, that's a basic one, you'd think. Being able to protect yourself, being able to provide for you and your family, being able to avoid depending on others or on the government. That's why we use My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the best in the business when it comes to survival food. And I don't like the term survival food. I like to talk about preparedness, and I like to talk about the fact that the food's actually good.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you can go all the way and get like a year supply of food, or you could start with a 3-day supply. This is kind of right in between. You get 102 servings of survival food supply for only $99, less than a buck a piece. And it's shipped to you for free.
Yeah, think about what we saw over the last couple of weekends. This nonsense could come to your town too, and if it does, I mean, you know, they had a state of emergency in Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm.
It could get that bad or a lot worse. Tens of thousands of these hardcore left-wing protesters. There's just not. I mean, to be perfectly honest, there aren't tens of thousands of white supremacist protesters to go anywhere. So they might not be there. But the other side has large groups. And, you know, we've seen destruction of cities, of downtowns. I mean, you know, they've closed cities off at times, certainly areas of cities. You know, you want to be prepared for a few days that just in case you might not be able to go to the grocery store because, you know, they burned it to the ground. It might be nice to have some breakfast, some lunch, some dinner that you can go to easily.
Remember when they burned Detroit down because the Pistons won the championship?
That was nice.
That was, I mean, this that can set people off. But delicious stuff like the popular creamy chicken rice, all this stuff lasts up to 25 years in storage. You don't have to rotate it like you do other kinds of food storage and all of that. Less than a dollar a serving. Call them today. 888-411-5290. 888-411-5290 or preparewiththeblaze.com. That's preparewiththeblaze.com. Done with it now. Hi! It's Pat and Stu.
They're back, Pat.
888-727 Beck. Who's back?
The people.
Yeah.
They come up. They show up around this time almost every day.
Well, they probably didn't go anywhere. Yeah, we actually sort of left.
Oh, okay.
But now we're back.
I'm sorry about that.
We're still in the same spot we were.
Wait, Jeffy, so how close are we away from you going in front of the sun? That's pretty close, right?
Okay.
No, I mean, we're like 20 minutes away from the eclipse.
Well, when the show's over, I plan on going outside.
But I kind of want to see it now. I want you to go out there.
Well, then go out there and see it.
Well, I want you to go out there and paint the picture for us. You're such a wordsmith. You know, maybe you could go outside with your cell phone, look right at it, and tell us what you see. Hey, there's a black thing in front of a light thing. You know, just give us the whole play-by-play.
Yeah.
We want the whole thing. 20 minutes. Just stare at it. Really just stare. Get your real... Open up those corneas. Or retinas, or whatever they are, and make sure, you know, you really get that in there. Get it in there, you know? That'd be great. That's a great idea, right, Pat?
It's a great idea.
Pat thinks it's a great idea. You know,
it's a great idea.
Pat doesn't think every idea is a great idea.
Not everyone.
No, he doesn't.
This one happens
to be. And this one he likes.
I do.
Come on, get out there and just open those peepers up a little bit. Give it a whirl.
Well.
I really do want to see the transition. Is it going to get dark here?
No. I mean, not. It's only 70% here.
So darker?
Maybe, yeah, a little bit.
Will we notice a dimming? Will there be a dimming process?
I think so. With part of the sun blocked, yes, I think it'll dim slightly.
The last one was like in, 1932 or something, at least that's what the New York Times said. So what was it like in 32, Jeffy? Do you remember if there was a dimming? What was it?
I was in a brothel. I don't remember.
You're such a such a dirtbag. That's what's so great about you. It's like, no, it's not an old joke. It's a I was in a brothel joke. So I'm fine.
It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
You are blocking out the sun. Look at that. Look at Jeffy. Show Jeffy again. Look at that.
Ah! Holy cow.
All right. Well, Jerry Lewis died over the weekend. 91 years old, this guy. And a comedic icon for 70 years. We lost him.
Mm-hmm.
Not a Jerry Lewis fan?
Can't say that I am.
Never watched the Jerry Lewis telethon?
I do remember the Jerry Lewis telethon being on, but I never was into it, interested. And I do remember it was one of those things that, like, oh, why is this on again? That's all. This is, I always, to be honest, and again, I coach Little League.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way about the Little League World Series every year. It's like, it's not on again.
I love the Little League World Series.
Not again. Am I going to block out my entire afternoon and not being able to watch sports on ESPN when I'm supposed to be working? Now, it's the stupid Little League World Series.
I love it.
Did you see the catch, by the way?
No.
The kid crashing over the fence?
No.
It's like the most unbelievable catch of all time. Maybe we can show that at some point.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, there's a, if you happen to be...
For who?
For some Little League World Series team.
You have no idea which one?
No. Okay. Did not bother to look. But I mean, it was an
American or foreign? Do we know that much?
One of them. For sure. One of the two.
One of
choices.
The American teams or one of the foreign teams? Is that what you're saying? You narrowed it down that much?
I narrowed it down to.
Okay.
I will tell you it was it was baseball. I will tell you that much.
Wow.
So check that out. But I do care about that a little more than I care about the Jerry Lewis thing. Now look, Jerry Lewis, amazing legend, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, 91 years old, not exactly a stunner. And in addition to that, I just, you know, I was not...
not a big fan?
I
like him. I don't like his movies. I mean, my family is big into... My wife and the kids love Jerry Lewis movies.
They're funny.
I sit down with them and try to watch them sometimes with them, and it's like, this is the worst, the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Did you know him personally? Why do you like him if you didn't like his work?
Because he's Jerry Lewis.
He's Jerry Lewis.
Right, that's how I feel about him, which is I can't name anything he's ever done that I enjoyed.
Yeah, but
however,
Jerry Lewis.
He's Jerry Lewis.
Right.
You know, look, clearly notable, notable passing.
When Pat was growing up, your parents were forced to be part of the telethon.
Mm-hmm.
You had to, you know, you worked either at the drive-thru at the hotel when people came by to give cash to the telethon.
Really?
You got to go down to the local TV station and give your donation for the local shots at the telethon.
I think there might have been some people who didn't do any of those things.
Really? You weren't part of the local production of the telethon?
In all honesty, I know Jeffy's trying to, like, he's pushing this off on you because he's trying to act like he's younger than you, which he is not. And that is not remotely close. I will say there's no way you helped with a charity. Now, you may have collected money from people telling them you were going to bring it to the television station for the telethon. My guess is you pocketed that cash or spent it on drugs.
You can't prove that.
I didn't say I could prove it. You really did it, didn't you?
Oh, man.
How many times did you use a fake charity to raise money for your drug habit in the last week?
Better not answer that question, Jeffy. We should probably just move on.
No, it's a statute of limitation. A little bit too close to home right now.
Amazon is apparently trying to get some gas stations and corner stores to be their instant pickup locations.
No, this is incredible, yeah.
It sure is.
They're taking over the entire world.
Yeah.
Somebody should stop Amazon before it takes over everything.
Or encourage them to keep doing it. This is incredible.
Whatever they do, they do it right.
I'm a little torn
on it, too. But I will say, overall, certainly so far, it's been nothing but a positive.
Their reach is far bigger than Microsoft's ever was.
Oh.
And what was the battle cry all through the 90s with Microsoft? We got to break up Microsoft. It's getting too big. Really? Look at these guys. Mm. Amazon is like into everything now.
I thought it was my wife bought these Eclipse glasses, she bought another round too, and they were a round that weren't accredited, didn't have the numbers on it, and Amazon just sent an email and said, hey, these aren't accredited, we've refunded you your money. And I thought, okay, cool, hey, that's great. I mean, they're just, it's easy for them just to go in and out of my account whenever they want. And I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, they're,
and I don't care.
You could send anything you get back to them. They always take it. They don't ask questions. Like, it's, I mean, it's really incredible. The new thing they're doing here with this instant pickup is really amazing as well. They have it. They're just launching it. Instant pickup is similar to Amazon Lockers, which, have you ever used Amazon Lockers? I never have.
I don't know what that is.
It lets users ship packages to one of its self-service locations on or near college campuses. Unlike Lockers, instant pickup only offers need-it-now items like food, drinks, personal care items, and whatever else a stressed and hungry college kid might need in a hurry. To use instant pickup, users just need to log into their Prime account, select the menu option, and go to instant pickup. Then you can choose from hundreds of items, which will be readied in 2 minutes or less by employees at nearby pickup locations. 2 minutes.
Jeez.
2 minutes. Instant pickup is now the fastest service for getting Amazon items, beating out Prime Now, which takes a few hours, and Amazon Fresh Pickup, which is 15 whole minutes. Can you imagine waiting 15 minutes for the Twinkies you ordered?
No.
Jeffy?
It's unconscionable.
No.
But they're going to do this now with the lock. They're just going to stash them at gas stations. So, you know, you could just go and, you know, like, if you think about that, they put the items people use most there. They would swing by, pick them up whenever they want. Mm-hmm. Of course, the idea that you could swing by and pick up something whenever you want is also called a store.
I mean, the object a of store. What's so great about Amazon is that it delivers
right.
to your home.
I don't want to go anywhere.
Seriously, we joke around about a couple of minutes or 15 minutes, but you still have to drive to this place. I mean, they'll have it ready for you in 2 minutes. You're not going to get, you know, you're not there in 2 minutes.
You're right. But
so,
I mean, it's so
easy to just go online and then, you know, 15 minutes, it drops at your house. I like that.
It is the convenience over the speed, too, for me. I don't necessarily yes. need what I ordered immediately, but what I do need it is I need to take it off my list, and then eventually it'll show up. Like, if I, you know, need to order shampoo, right, I could go to a store and buy it, or I could just press a button, and it'll show up, you know, I don't know, in a few days.
Shows up a day or
whatever,
two in front of the
shows
house.
It eventually gets into the shower. I don't know how that happens. I'm not involved in this process at all. I click send, and then it gets there. It gets unpackaged at my house somehow. It makes the way into the shower. It's a miracle. Whatever. I'm at the point now, though, where the home delivery is so important to me. Like, the other night, I needed to go out and pick up some stuff, you know, for the week for food and everything. And I was like, I can go to the grocery store after the kids go to bed, be in and out of there in a half an hour and back here. And I thought to myself, or
I can push a
bunch of buttons on Instacart, and then it'll just show up at my house, and I don't even have to be there because, you know, probably Lisa will be home, hopefully. And then it'll just wind up in the refrigerator by itself.
What in the hell do you mean, hopefully?
I don't know what her schedule is.
She's the wife. She should be home.
Very nicely put, Jeffy.
He's a catch, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, he is a catch.
Sadly, he's taken. We don't know why. We don't know how. But he's somehow taken.
Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, she's home.
All right. More Pat and Stu coming up in a second.
Mm. How about your phone provider?
How about it? How about it?
How about it?
What about
does
it?
Does yours suck as much as most people's do?
No, because I have Patriot Mobile.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes so it easier. But yeah. If you don't have Patriot Mobile,
Mobile's good.
Yours probably sucks. Why? Well, first of all, you might not be getting the best service. You might get mm-hmm. higher prices than Patriot Mobile, and that's a big part of it. But mm-hmm. another big part of it is they're using the money you're sending them every month to spend money to donate it to, you know, we're talking left-wing causes.
I hate them for that.
What?
I hate them for that.
Well, we hate them, too. This commercial is all about hate. Mm-hmm.
Except for the love for Patriot Mobile.
True.
We both have Patriot Mobile service. They offer nationwide talk and text, high-speed 4G LTE data, the tremendous coverage. I mean, you might think, well, I need the coverage area. Yeah, they have that.
Yeah,
they have that.
The whole nation.
And they donate up to 5% of your monthly bill to a conservative organization or candidate that you like.
Yeah, go to patriotmobile.com/patentstew. They've got this special going on right now. It's a great time to do it. It's a back-to-school special. Mm-hmm. You get unlimited talk, text, and data,
right,
along with a free Samsung or iPhone,
okay,
for a flat fee of $55 a month.
When should I do this?
You should do it right now,
right now.
But you got to use the promo code BACKTOSCHOOL.
Okay.
Use the promo code BACKTOSCHOOL. They're going to waive the activation fee.
Go to patriotmobile.com/patentstew or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT. This is incredibly frightening and disturbing. Right now, as we speak, there is a massive space monster eating the sun. It has already devoured about a third of the sun. Looks like it's eating more as time goes on.
Is this breaking news? It's
yes.
Covered?
Yes, it is. No one knows what to do.
Now, Jeffy, you had an alternate explanation.
When it swallows the sun entirely, our warmth will only be provided by CO2.
Yes, because that is the actual main driver of heat.
And that's the main driver of heat. So the temperature will drop a few degrees, though, like 3 degrees.
So the sun is worth 3 degrees of the heat, and then the 93 other degrees come from CO2?
Yes, from the 0.004% of CO2 that's in the atmosphere.
You know, it's being reported that, maybe it's wrong, maybe it's right, but that this whole eclipse thing is just a ruse because they're actually repositioning the Death Star to go over North Korea. So
it's very possible.
Possible, too. Another possible explanation for what's happening right now.
I'm a skeptic, though. I don't think there's more than a 50% chance we blow up North Korea with a Death Star. I mean, I'm a skeptic.
You think it's only 50-50?
I think it's 50-50. Obviously that could be the Death Star, but it also could be the other explanation, which is the monster eating the sun.
Yeah.
It could be either one of those two things.
I'm hoping it's not the monster eating the sun, because then we wouldn't have the sun.
Are you looking forward to the Death Star?
Well, I'd rather have that than the sun being eaten by a monster. By a giant space monster.
Here, turn your head to the side and start eating, and then people will know what it looks like. Can you? You don't seem to be doing it.
Boy, I wish I would have seen that one coming.
All right.
You're welcome.
This is kind of cool. You will see this coming. It's a record. They broke some kind of record, and we've been talking about this record for a good long time.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
This is one of our favorite records.
I will say, I saw this video, and, it's kind of stupid and interesting, I guess, in some weird way. But it struck me as, probably more important than 90% of the news that actually comes out.
It's not more important than the giant space monster eating
the
sun.
No, that's definitely more important.
Okay.
But think about every dumb rumor you've seen about, someone in Donald Trump's entourage.
Yeah.
And then compare it to this, which is a record being set in mattress dominoes.
Isn't that kind of hurt?
That is a world-class record.
I mean, you gotta talk about a stupid cover.
Is that ever stupid?
That is fantastic, is what it is.
In an incredibly stupid kind of way.
There's something intriguing about watching it.
It is. Yeah, it is kind of intriguing. I gotta believe that hurts a little bit when it lands on the person behind him.
Did they have footage? Do they have footage up top so we could possibly see it happening from the...
I'd like to, but it doesn't look like they're going to provide that.
Perhaps the mattress company should have thought of that and sent it away.
1,200. Apparently the new human mattress dominoes.
You might say that's pretty stupid.
And you'd be right.
You'd be right.
You'd be right.
If you said that.
Yeah. Go ahead and say it right now. Okay.
No, it was great.
It's not exactly the best use of time. However, again, it would actually, at least you'll remember that in a week. I mean, we went through the entire show today without even mentioning Steve Bannon was let go from the White House. I get 2 days go by and everything's just gone.
Yeah.
None of it makes any difference.
We left Friday saying he's got to be fired today, right? He's got to be gone.
And he was actually fired before that. They actually got him out, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was questioned. There's back and forth on whether that's true. The rumor was that Bannon, they're pushing him out. He agreed to go out on August 7th, but they wanted to hold it until August 14th, which would have been his year anniversary. And then Charlottesville happened. So then he tried to worm his way back in, and then they eventually booted him out with the interview. Yeah.
Well, and now he has sworn, he's back at Breitbart. Doing what he did before. He's back in charge there, and he has said he is going to take on all of Donald Trump's enemies and go to war with them now. So, won't that be great? Won't that be nice?
First of all, I don't know if I believe it. So far, they've been fairly critical of the Trump thing. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, and he said this is the most divided White House of all time. Mm. And the other thing he said was, what was the other thing he said?
The thing that made me, as you're thinking of this, the thing that was so pathetic. They're like, you know, he gets fired, and all the Breitbart people start tweeting, war, war, war. And then he comes out and he goes, I am going to war. For Donald Trump? Go away.
Brother.
It was like the most pathetic. It was like a really bad M. Night Shyamalan movie. I am going to war for Donald Trump. And then they run the credits.
Oh, I know what he said. Mm. He said that the presidency that we fought for and won is over.
Oh, it's over. That's a pretty big one, I guess.
Pretty big statement against the Trump presidency, I would say, because he's saying that already that agenda is dead and he can't make it happen now.
Yeah, and I have no
idea. That's unbelievable.
For Breitbart at all. I think they're obviously terrible. We've talked about that long before Donald Trump was.
That could be the truth, though. I mean, first of all, I do believe this is a divided White House. Secondly,
it was until he's, you know, now that he's gone, I don't know that it is that divided. I mean, now they've really been able to surgically remove most of the, you know, tumors.
Let's hope so. Maybe something good can get done now.
I don't know about that. Let's not go crazy.
I would like that to happen. I would like it to be the case that he actually does the things on the border he said he was going to, like build the wall. Go ahead. Or just a fence.
And I would say, like, the border wall, probably less chance of happening now with Bannon gone, right? I mean, Bannon's the type that would push for that. He is also the guy who pushes for higher taxes.
That is so weird.
And trade wars.
Did you see what Ann Coulter, how is it we did not know who she was all the time when we had her on every week, I think, for a while, right?
Yeah, what was that, 2012 election?
Yeah, there somewhere. She is not a conservative.
She seems to only care about the border.
And she wanted him to raise taxes. She was pissed about Bannon leaving because she's saying now, I mean, I was looking forward to all these things, including raising taxes on the rich. Where's that now? Get that done. What? Raise taxes on the rich? What? Bizarre.
So weird.
More Pat and Stu is inevitable.
Coming up, a Coke Zero sugar taste test. First time ever done in the history of America or something.
Well, at least since the radio show.
Well, yeah, but Glenn did it on the radio show. We didn't do it.
Right.
The first time we've ever done a taste test of that particular beverage since we played the footage of the Mattress Domino's record.
That's a better taste. Yeah,
it's
that's
more
a better
accurate.
Taste. Yeah.
Back in a second.
Really?
Yeah.
We haven't done it since the Domino thing?
No, all the way since. Why are they over there, Jimmy? I mean, because you don't feel like taking the extra four steps to get us the sodas that we need?
By the way, thanks to Donald effing Trump, the sun is going away today. We're losing the sun thanks to Trump!
You think Evan McMullen would have made the sun go away?
No.
he was on the record as pro-sun!
Yes, he was.
On the record.
But Trump, remember from the very beginning, he was like anti-sun.
Yep.
I hate that thing, he said. I hate it. That 2 million degree burning orb in the sky.
Well, that's not an exact quote because that was a full sentence.
Oh, that's right.
But
that's right.
It was something like that. we have Coke Zero sugar to do.
Yay!
And we have something I think Pat will really enjoy. Some travel. Should we do this now?
I mean, I want to actually do a blind test because I want to see if I can taste the difference.
I don't.
I do. I want to do a blind test. So
I do too. I don't want to know which is which.
I want to see if I can tell the difference.
Because you know what? I've never had Coke Zero.
Really?
Yeah. You so this would be Coke a first.
Put these glasses on, man, baby. This is a blind test.
Oh, that's true. These glasses are. I will say this. I do not want to do a blind test, taste test, and I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Because it legitimizes the idea.
Yes, it does.
That if Coke Zero sugar tastes better, which it may, that makes a freaking difference in this debate.
Wow, that's a powerful statement.
It should make a difference.
To take that stand. Stu.
I will.
Take that stand.
The truth is, fact, this is freaking America.
You should take that.
This is the United States. We get both.
You know what?
We don't deal with the one that tastes better and get rid of the other one. We get both of them. If we want to choose, we get to
you
choose.
You know what? I'll be damned if I'm doing a blind taste test. We're drinking this with our eyes wide
all right,
open.
I'm going with You're Coke right, Zero Stu. First. Of course, you know what Coke Zero tastes like. I'm a big fan of it.
Eyes wide open. Remind me of a Nickelback song.
I know.
Or was that Creed? I don't know.
They're Coke Zero tastes so good.
All right, Coke Zero.
Had refrigerator
not very
issues.
Cold.
It's cold.
I will say.
That is nasty.
Ugh. Now, you don't like diet soda, so. I'm very nervous here.
Nasty.
Oh, I can notice the smell difference here of the Coke Zero sugar. Now, you have... Is that the sugar?
Yeah, I'm trying the sugar
okay,
now.
Here we go.
I already tried the other one. Ugh, they're both hideous. Ugh.
They're both so much better than that nasty Pepsi sugar.
No, they're not. No, they're not. Yeah, oh, that's hideous. I hate them both. Equally. They taste about the same to me. I can't really tell the difference. Can you tell the difference?
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely taste the difference. You're right. I think Glenn described it really well, where the bite isn't there with the Coke Zero sugar.
It's not the Coke Zero.
I mean, maybe a little smoother?
I'll try it again.
Yeah, like, I mean, you get a little... You get
Coke Zero.
Coke Zero has got a bite to it.
Yeah, then that's what we like about it.
Yep.
And zero sugar.
I mean, it's slightly sweeter, I would say. Slightly sweeter.
Hardly any discernible difference, though.
See, you're not a connoisseur, though.
I'm not.
You're just jumping into
Admittedly,
this.
Admittedly. I'm just.
Like, you're watching a basketball game for the first time, and you're like, I can't tell the difference between these players. But people who watch the NBA every day can. Like, for example, if I were to turn on a BYU game, and I've never watched football before, and I'm like, I don't know, I can't tell the difference between that guy and that guy. And then you'd come in and you'd be like, oh, here's the difference. And this guy went to this middle school where they served corn-fed beef, and the other guy went and you, when you
yeah,
give
I've
us
often
the whole rundown.
Talked about the middle schools they come from.
The corn-fed beef.
A lot,
beef.
Man. Can't,
I was for example, some people would turn on BYU and say, boy, those guys look old. And you would go, they're not older than other schools. See, you know, something like that.
They actually are.
Is only 9 months older.
They're like 6 months older than the other team.
I mean, okay,
on
so
average.
Here's what I would say about the Coke Zero Sugar, just a first impression.
It sucks. That's what I would say about
it. Well, you're
okay. What would you say? Because this is your,
this is really the biggest thing in my life right
it's
now.
It's your crusade.
It is legitimately like the biggest story of my life. I will say... it's slightly sweeter. It's pretty good. I mean, it's a Coke product. It's pretty good. No reason to replace Coke Zero with it.
Right.
They should just have both of these on the market, and then I would buy both of them, and I would put them both in my refrigerator. It's not awful. It's not terrible. There's no reason for them to replace it. Bring it on the market. Let us enjoy. Let us make wonderful choices ourselves.
Amen.
Do that?
What
country?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's freaking America. All right. It's America. Well, you know, maybe I can't get as much caffeine as I used to from my my Coke Zero. Now I've got to be able to, I don't know, maybe find a way to stay awake that isn't based out of a can. That could be a good idea to do. Dawn to Dusk is one thing I really like. It's from Brickhouse Nutrition. It is a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement. It lasts up to 10 hours and increases your energy. It improves your mood, and it stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. Now, the jitters are a big thing. If you've ever taken, I've taken a lot of these you know, products that tell you they're going to give you energy because, you know, I can get tired at times. And I like to do that. But some of them, they give you jitters. They make you feel weird. They make you feel off. I don't know if you've ever tried that. I've never had that issue with Brickhouse Nutrition and the Dawn to Dusk. That's a big deal. And it works. The extended release is a big factor here, and I think you'll like it. If you're tired of wasting all the money on all the cups of coffee and all the soda and all the things you want to do, and then you might crash afterwards, and you want something that's going to give you a boost and increase your focus, this is for you. Give it a shot. It's 15% off right now for a 1 month supply with the offer code STU. Check out when you use that. You're going to have to use that one to get the 15% off, though. Go to BrickHouseStu.com, BrickHouseStu.com, and use that offer code STU. It's BrickHouseStu.com.
Oregon has lost nearly three quarters
Here
of the sun.
Some
oh, no. Yeah,
oh, no. Terrible.
Sharing with us so we don't have to talk anymore.
Well, you know that I promised that I wouldn't be here on Friday. I said I wouldn't be back here on Monday, but I had planned on winning the lottery. And no one won the big money Powerball.
Well, that's good for you, because then now it's worth more, right?
I still have a shot.
And you
Wednesday,
get more.
It's going to be $650
million. $650 million.
So the cash payout is $411.7 million.
That's
wow.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be tough to take.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do. Except
well, that's over.
Real tough
again.
To take.
That does piss you off, though, because it's over $200 million they're taking from you just to take the cash payout.
I know.
I'd still do it.
And it still bumps you up into that higher tax bracket, which is just out of it. It's crazy.
No.
It's crazy. How you keep saying no, but it's a fact.
No, it's not.
It's a fact, and you know that it's a fact.
That's not how it works, exactly.
Okay. All right, I want to start a serious campaign here, because mm-hmm. I was reading something a couple weeks ago that really made me quite angry and happy at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I was looking at the Wikipedia page of Helena, Montana.
Mm-hmm. Why?
The mean streets mm-hmm. of Helena, Montana, mm-hmm. where our co-host, Pat Gray, grew up, lived from.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it's amazing, first of all, how many people of great prominence were born in Helena,
Well, look
Montana.
At that. Wow.
And, of course, then there's
a person
of the
greatest
on the
prominence.
List named Pat Gray.
Look at that.
There you go. Look
and
at that.
I want to start a campaign. Have you been given the key to the city yet?
I have not, Jeffy.
You
I have
need
not
to be given,
given
the key
to the
city.
Now,
Helena, Montana. Now, look at this. Uh-huh. I mean, some of the names on the list. Liz Claiborne.
I mean, there's some seriously big names from Helena. You sent this to me, and I thought, wow, I forgot this. Nicolette Larson.
Right.
Remember, going to take a lot of love. She was from Helena.
Mm-hmm. Gary Cooper.
Gary Cooper. One of the biggest actors
Loy.
Myrna Loy. A huge, huge
Truman
star.
C. Everts, the assessor of the Internal Revenue for the Montana Territory.
Right? You didn't know he was from Helena, did you?
James Earp. James the brother Earp. Of Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt's brother. How about Pat Donovan, Dallas Cowboys offensive tackle and one of my heroes growing up?
Charlie mm-hmm. Pride.
Charlie Pride. How about L. Ron Hubbard?
Right.
Founder of Scientology?
How about Leo Seltzer, creator of roller derby?
Oh, my gosh. Now you're talking, I mean,
this is
you're talking
hell of a
world
list here.
Class here.
Come on.
And then, as we've talked about many times, the Bobby Petrino, who's the coach.
Yeah, the Petrino family, right?
At Louisville, yeah.
He's at Louisville now?
Yeah, he's back at Louisville.
He went to Louisville, then he went somewhere else, right?
He went to Arkansas, then he went to, I think, the Atlanta Falcons, right?
Yeah. And
then
I don't want to get through the list without failing to mention Dirk Benedict.
Oh, from the A team.
Okay,
I mean,
so
come on, stars, man.
Come on.